This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Tiger fans, what a great time to be a part of Jackson State Athletics. T.C. Taylor, on his second year, we're very excited about Coach Taylor. 10,000 season ticket holders, that's our goal for the year. With 10,000 season ticket holders, we will have more support for our student athletes, for our coaches, and also we can support our university when it comes to Jackson State University Athletics. Go to JSUTigers.com. 10,000 season ticket holders is our goal. Support Jackson State University.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, and soccer to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds, ads, and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
And we're back, Tiger fans. Welcome to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I am the Corey C. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You don't want to miss a single upcoming episode. You can find us on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. So be sure to follow the show and tell every Tiger that you know. And remember, when you support Tiger Talk, it all helps the cause, which is the I love Jackson State University. I have another special guest with me. He'll be coming off the edge this fall. Transfer from San Diego State. None other than Kenneth KJ Giles Jr. Welcome to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club.
What's up? What's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Just ready to get down there.
Finally, man. We've been waiting for you to get down there. We're going to talk about that as well, man. We've been waiting on you to You already know what I mean, man.
Yeah, I'm already doing.
You already ready. You know we got to talk about it, man. We've been waiting. Seems like we've been planning this interview for a while and planning on you to get to Jackson. So it's finally that time.
Yeah, most definitely.
But other than that, man, just how are things going?
Things going good. I'm not in the SIP yet, which is, like, it was kind of bothering me. I had issues with my transcripts from JUCO. Mm-hmm. They just now getting there, like, literally today. So that's why I'm reporting Saturday. But other than that, everything's been good. Been down here working. Been staying with my girl this whole time. And, you know, I'm just ready to get down there.
Well, congrats on finally officially becoming a Tiger. We're happy to have you.
Yes, sir. I'm happy to be here.
All right. We want to learn all about you, man. So let's start off with a fun fact. Give me something about yourself that may catch us off guard that most fans probably wouldn't expect.
I say the most interesting thing is, a fun fact is, I've only been playing football for about 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
2 years?
I didn't play in high school or nothing, which is why I chose the JUCO route.
Okay. So yeah. Did you play basketball or anything in high school? Because I see the hype.
I was just working. Bought my first car at 15, and my head coach, he kept trying to recruit me every year. Freshman year, come on, KJ, da 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 da. So he finally got to me. He was like, "Hey, you can make some money out here. You need to come." So my senior year, I was like, "You know what? I'm gonna give it a try." But I wasn't able to play my senior year because I was suspended 8 games, and it wasn't no like disciplinary stuff. I was just not in enough classes to be a part of the team. So I didn't get a chance to experience that, like the Friday Night Lights or none of that.
Wow. Yeah. So how'd you end up playing college football? Even though it was a JUCO, that still you didn't play high school. So how'd you end up getting a scholarship, or did you just walk on, or was it a connection from your high school coach?
So really, so after my senior year, you know, I got hyped. So I had a couple schools hit me up just off the strength that they see I got hype and potential or whatever. So I went to a D2 at first up at Ohio called Walsh University for like a few months, but I didn't like it up there. I didn't like the structure or nothing. So I left, and then the following spring semester, I went to Hocking, and I was just up there working. I couldn't play my first season because I wasn't eligible for academically. I didn't have enough credits. So the next year, I played my first season of football, and I believe I had a good season, which is why I'm talking to you right now.
So what made that D2 school, that coaching staff, reach out to you? You said you had some height on you, but there's a lot of tall guys walking around high school. So, I mean, it's something else. Like,
no. Also, like, one of the top recruits is, like, my best friend. So basically, my best friend was like, hey, you know, he put the word in for me.
Okay.
And that's it, really.
Okay. Yeah. So talk about your first year playing football. Only that's unique, but your first time to play a snap is in college, even at the JUCO level.
Yeah. It was surreal. Like, I remember getting onto the field. I was kind of nervous at first. I'm like, wow. Like, I never thought I'd be playing collegiate football, because like I told you, I was just working. So it was just a surreal feeling. But after like a couple plays, it just felt normal to me, honestly.
So did you take to it right away? What was the adjustment like? What was the learning curve? Were you great right away?
I adjusted great, but I wasn't as great as I could have been, because my JUCO, which is crazy, my JUCO, we didn't have an actual D-line coach. Like, our D-line coach was a kicker. So yeah, like he used to be a kicker. He coached kicker, and then he came to be a D-line coach. So like everything I was doing on the field is just off of stuff I seen on YouTube, or like stuff I was like, hey, let me try this, or you know, I didn't have an actual coach until I came to San Diego State.
Wow.
Yeah.
So never played football. Ended up going to college to play first time. Didn't have a D-line coach, so everything is just off the cup, just raw, just.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But I feel like I had a great season, JUCO. I think I did pretty good.
How did they decide what position you play? How did that whole process go? Did they try you out at different places, tight end and these different things?
Nah, because all right, so when I told you I was in high school and I was about to play, I was a part of the D-line. I didn't play, but I practiced D-line. So
okay.
So I wanted to go there to be an end. And even at my D2, I was D line, and we had a couple practices, and I was tearing the whole O line up. So I just knew D line was just like that was my specialty.
You never want to live your life with regrets, but looking back, do you wish you had started playing earlier?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think about it every time. I think about it all the time. Like, what would happen if I really develop my craft from like freshman year or whatever, like, because I'm good now. Don't get it twisted. Like,
don't get it twisted.
I'm good. Like, I don't regret it, but I think about it like it could. Mm-hmm. I could have been some different. So I don't know, but yeah, wow. don't get it twisted. I'm still good for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, man. I asked you for a fun fact, and you gave me more than I was bargaining for. So I never would have expected that. Yeah. Good stuff, man.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My fun fact for you, I have a fun fact for you, and we touched on it. I touched on it at the beginning of the show, so let's go ahead and get it out of the way. Let's address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
I even got receipts if the fans need to see it. We thought you were a Tiger as far as we were concerned. So we want to hear the story. It's old news now, so you can finally talk about it. What happened, man?
So I got the offer. I was talking to Coach TC. Coach TC was a good dude, and I loved it. So after a few days, I committed. You know, I wanted to be a Tiger for sure. Don't get it twisted. I definitely did. But then San Diego State hit me up like a week later. Mm-hmm. And I have good relations with the head coach because the head coach is, like, from my city.
Okay.
So, like, well, not from my city. He's from my state. But
gotcha.
So my high school head coach that I told you that was trying to get me to play football, the head coach at San Diego State's brother and my high school coach played together on the Bears. It was like a good connection. So I kind of like clicked with that head coach like instantly. So after I went on my visit, I chose San Diego State.
We were wondering, man, Tiger fans, we have great memories. So uh-huh. We were wondering what happened. So come to find out, it wasn't Jackson State. It wasn't anything that we did or we dropped the ball. It was just the connection and familiarity with the coaching staff and things like that.
Yeah, most definitely. Because, again, I was interested for sure. Mm-hmm. I was interested. It's just the connection what got me.
You seem pretty excited just on social media. And you and I were talking as well, just talking about coming on Tiger Talk. I don't know if you remember, but we were talking about coming on the show and then all of a sudden San Diego State. But everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. You wind up going to San Diego State. So talk about your time there. It was only 1 year, right?
Yeah, it was only 1 year. My time there, it was good. With the old coaching staff, it was great. I got along with the coaches. And recently, San Diego State, they got rid of everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, there's only like one or two coaches that's still there like for this season. So the connection just got lost really quick. So that's one reason why I hit the portal. And but it was good. I learned a lot in my position. I learned how to be a better player. There's tips and tools that, you know, I learned that I'm going to use and, you know, all of that. So I can't complain.
Were you nervous jumping into that portal? Not having a lot of film, not having played a lot of football. Did you hear from some of the same schools as before, or how was it this time?
I heard from a lot of the same schools as before, and I heard from new ones too.
Okay.
But honestly, yeah, I was nervous to hit in the portal. I definitely was, because, you know, with that portal, you never know what can happen.
Yeah.
It could be you could hit the portal at the wrong time. It could be your last time playing football, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of nervous, but I wasn't at the same time because it's God's plan. God going to guide me where I need to go. So I'm just happy that I'm a part of Jackson State now.
Mm-hmm. And with that reconnect with Jackson State, how'd that come about? Who reached out? Was it Coach TC again? Because I know there's a lot of new faces on the coaching staff from your first time around. So was it Coach TC or Coach O, or did you reach out, or how'd that work?
Coach TC. Coach TC, right when I hit the portal, I say like a few days or like, I'll say a few days later, Coach TC, he hit me up talking about something. Hey, you know, we're going to play. I'm like, For sure.
That's a life lesson in terms of not burning bridges and ending on a positive note, even though you had committed and decided not to attend Jackson State. I'm pretty sure you had a conversation with Coach TC, and that allowed that door to remain open. So great job of ending that relationship. I'm not privy to the conversation, but I would imagine you were honest with him and told him why you were leaving and the circumstances behind it. And you know, 2 years later, here we go. Or 1 year later, here we are again, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So talk about the recruitment overall. Did you come on an official visit the first time around or this time around? Have you been to the campus yet?
Haven't been to the campus yet. I've seen some videos. That's about it. But I was supposed to come my first time. But yeah, so I haven't been to the campus yet, but I'll officially be at the campus Saturday okay. or Sunday, just depending on flight situations and stuff.
The videos, have you seen videos of the stadium, like on game day, that atmosphere, the facilities, the campus, what have you seen?
Oh yeah, I've definitely seen the game day atmosphere, because after I got the offer, just a lot of fans been hitting me up talking about hey, this is what you're gonna be playing under if you come here. So I've definitely seen the game day atmosphere. I've seen a couple buildings, locker room, just yeah, everything I seen was just on the internet.
Did many fans remember you from the first time? Did you get any of that?
A couple. It was like second time's a charm. For sure.
Yeah. I told you, man. JSU fans have a good memory. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Seeing that video of the stadium, the vet, it's seeing it in person is completely different. Just what are your thoughts of seeing it, just the video itself?
The fans is coming. Mm-hmm. The fans is coming. It seemed like it's a great atmosphere. They be turnt for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I can't wait to play under that.
All right, man. Big move to the SIP coming up. Will this be your first time coming to Mississippi?
First time. Was it my first? Yeah, this is going to be my first time. Okay. Yeah.
Do you know anyone in Mississippi besides, you know, the coaches or maybe some players? Do you have any friends, family in Mississippi or the surrounding areas?
No. Okay. No, surrounding areas. My stepsister used to go to Grambling. Okay. So she's from over there. And I think that's like, 2 hours away?
It's right there. Yeah, that's a quick drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's about it.
Have you ever been in the South for an extended period of time? Because you're from Ohio. We're going to talk about that. It's going to be a whole new world for you.
Yeah, I've been to the South like for like a camp. I've been like to Texas and Alabama.
Okay.
Other than that, nah, not really. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I heard the food in the South is crazy.
Yes, yeah, you got to experience that. That's a fact. That's a fact.
I can't wait.
So when you got that call from Coach TC the second time around, how'd you know that this was the move? Because you said you had some other offers and even some new schools. Did you really entertain them, or you said, no, I got to do it this time right away?
I didn't even entertain them. I already knew. I mean, like somebody told me, second time's a charm. Mm-hmm. I wanted to come there the first time. I should have went there the first time. But second time, I couldn't pass it up again. Mm-hmm. I couldn't pass it up again.
Right.
The love I've been getting shown is unreal. I love it.
What do you mean, like on social media?
Not even just on social media, but like from a coaching standpoint.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
The coaches show me love, and I love that. Mm-hmm.
So I said you're from Ohio. So go ahead and let us know, man. Represent. Tell us about your hometown. Tell us your high school, whatever you want to rep.
I'm from the 937, Springfield, Ohio. Went to Springfield High School.
We have a few players on the team from Ohio. I don't know, you probably, I mean, obviously you're not on campus yet, so you probably haven't gotten a chance to get to know many people, but we have a few people from Ohio.
I probably don't know them, but I'm looking forward to knowing them for sure.
So talk about high school football in Ohio. I talked to a couple of those guys on the show, and you know, they talked about how intense it is, and it's a big deal up there.
Yeah, Ohio football one of the best. I don't care what nobody says.
Everybody says that. So go ahead.
It's like if you look on the ranking, it's like top five in the nation. Ohio football is like it ain't nothing sweet over there. Ain't nothing sweet in Ohio. Everybody come to play, especially if you play that Division One Ohio football in high school. That's comp. People be looking at Ohio like we not like that. Ohio's like that.
What they say? They say Michigan produces the better players, though.
Michigan?
That's what they say.
You could probably name like one or two teams from Michigan. Ohio, we stack. We got a few teams that'll come. Yeah, they on it.
I'm just messing with you. I know how y'all are up there, man, with that rivalry. I just have to throw that out there. I'm just messing with you.
We don't mess with Michigan.
Right.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Westwood One.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All right, man. So what have you been doing to stay in shape and your daily routine, workouts and things like that until you get to Jackson State and get on this strength and conditioning program in this weight room and taking advantage of these facilities?
So I'll go to the gym. I'll do like, you know, I have leg day, arm day, whatever. I'll go to the gym, work out. I'll go to the field for a little bit, work on my little D-line stuff. But recently I haven't been, like for this past week, I haven't been close to a gym. So I've just been doing push-ups and probably go to a field, do some D-line drills.
So I know you can't wait to get down there and get settled in.
I was supposed to be down there 2 weeks ago, so I really can't wait.
Have you been able to follow the team online on social media rather and kind of see what's going on? Obviously not in detail, but some of the videos that they post and things like that.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I've been seeing my teammates work, man. I'm ready.
So when you get down there and get to work and eventually the season starts, we'll see you out there on the field. Give the fans a preview of what they're going to see, not from the team, but from you. What type of player are you? Talk about your strengths, your game and stuff like that.
You're going to see me giving relentless effort to the ball. I'm going to run to the ball, I'm going to pursue to the ball, and I'm going to get off that line fast.
Okay.
So all the offensive linemen better be ready. I'm going to get off that line fast.
Talk that talk.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see about your self-critique. Let's see if you can look at your game and say, you know what, I need to get better. What's that thing that you would look at and say, you know what, I need to work on this. I need to get better at this for the next level.
I'll say my biggest thing is that I need to work on my hips more so I could get around that offensive tackle, because I could beat them off, pass rush, whatever. But being a D lineman, you got to work on your C-step. So I need to work on my C-step just a little bit more. I need to work on my C-step, and I need to learn, like, even more how to use my length to my advantage. Because I'm long. I got long arms. I haven't been taught really how to use my length.
Right.
So. That's what I need to work on.
Speaking of that length, what is that height and weight?
6'5". I'm gonna just say 6'5" and a half. 6'5" and a half, like 245, 250 right now.
Okay. Ooh. Nice side.
Yeah, nice for sure. For sure.
And how long we got you for? Now that we finally have you, what's the eligibility? How many years?
Oh, I got 2 years. Two years in the tank.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So what are you looking forward to the most from a football standpoint and even just as a student? This is HBCU life, so this is going to be an experience of a lifetime. I can tell you that now.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to you on both sides?
Really just, you know, making some new connections, some good teammates, and just working every day, getting ready to play in the game. That's it, really. And academic standpoint, mm-hmm. obviously looking – have good grades because you are a student athlete. Mm-hmm. So gotta I'm looking forward to be a good student at Jackson State, but okay. really looking forward to getting up there working and producing on game day.
All right. And what's your major?
Major psychology.
Okay. So after football, where are you looking to take that?
Honestly, I don't even know if I'm doing anything with psychology. I really want to do real estate.
Okay.
Real estate and doing some other stuff.
That's like most of us. We got a degree in one thing and we're doing something completely different. So
I
feel you on that. All right, man. Good stuff. So I want you to talk to the fans one final time now that they have you. Look them right in the eye. Look right there in the camera. Give them a message, whatever you want to say to them.
I'm going to just say this one thing. I'm going to work to be the best I can. I'm going to work to be the best I can. You're going to see me give 1,000% effort every time I step onto that field.
All right. There you have it. KJ Giles Jr. And what's that social media? Give us the X, the Instagram and the X.
Instagram and X, the same thing. K Giles Jr.
All right, there you go. Fans, give him a follow. He's here. He's really here this time. He's Saturday. Post a video. Go live from the campus with the Jackson State sign in the back so they'll see you actually here this time.
Okay, for sure. For sure. I will.
All right, man. Safe travels, man. We look forward to you getting here on Saturday and look forward to big things for the next 2 years from KJ Giles Jr.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
No doubt. Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.